This is the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that local residents are looking for immediate action to clean up an illegal tire dump in Coxsackie. Town officials received complaints last fall about two tire dumps being operated by Green Tire Recycling, one on Route 81 and one on Surprise Result Road. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has fined the business owner, Shane Foster, a total of $4,500 for both dumps. Foster has so far paid a $750 fine for each location, Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hant said. The state also set a March 27th deadline for the tires to be removed from both properties, but that has not yet happened, Hant added. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said the sheriff's office has assisted DEC with its investigation. The tires are an eyesore, David Huddling of Earlton said. Quote, it's not like they're in an area you can't see it. It's right on 81, unquote, he said. Quote, everybody that goes up 81 thinks it's an eyesore. The pile gets bigger all the time, and the town supervisor should be worried about it because if Foster takes off, who is going to end up paying for it? Unquote. Hance said Foster had a permit from DEC for one of the locations for a maximum of 1,000 tires. That was long ago exceeded. Quote, we're talking over 10,000 tires, and these are truck tires, not car tires, unquote, Hance said. The town is extremely concerned about the property, the supervisor said in response to Hodling's comments. Quote, the town is very concerned because, number one, it's a fire hazard. Number two, it's a mosquito breeding paradise. And number three, we never permitted any of it, unquote, he said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, April 13th, vetoed legislation that would have required his administration to provide the legislature with the initial budget requests submitted by county departments, as well as all backup data documentation, including graphs, reports, and memos, in support of those requests. Ryan's move could set up potential legal action with the legislature if lawmakers vote to override the veto. In his veto message, Ryan said the measure violates the county charter and would hamper the administration's ability to build its proposed annual budget. Quote, even were the proposed law legal, which without a public referendum it is not, its enactment would have the effect of significantly impeding the budget process, unquote, Ryan wrote. Under the law, department heads would be required to submit the information to the legislature by August 31st each year, more than 1 month before the county executive is required to release the tentative budget. And it would force department heads to provide their requests before they receive the information needed to make those requests. Ryan further argues that the law flies in the face of the county charter, which establishes the executive as the county's chief budgetary officer. The legislature voted 20-3 in March to require department heads to turn over the information, which lawmakers said is actually a clarification of what the charter and prior legislation requires. Legislature Chair David Donaldson said he does not know if a vote to override Ryan's veto will be held. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And Porcupine Soup reports that former chair of the Greene County Legislature, Frank Stable, died at age 78 April 14th at his home in Palinville. A lifelong resident of Palinville, Stable served on the Catskill Town Board from 1977 to 1985 and on the Greene County Legislature from 1985 to 2003. He worked on the planning and construction of the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill and the Emergency Operations and Fire Training Center in Caro during his term. A funeral mass will be held at 10:30 a.m. April 20th at the Sacred Heart Church in Palinville with an interment following at the Palinville Cemetery. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org.